Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition.
Oh, on,
tell
man.
Me how that feel, baby.
Oh, stop it, Rich.
Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to take a few more calls here, as some of you have been holding on like Dirty Chick April.
Excuse me?
Dirty Chick April.
That's a hell of a sobriquet.
Excuse me?
The Falcons reference, guys. Falcons.
No, it's French for nickname. What do you think I meant?
I wasn't sure. But 404-726-0929, you can check us out and certainly right. call in. Yeah, man, she was holding on. And before we get into some NFL stuff, we got some Falcon news on the way. More on Chipper and Mike. And I literally mean that because that's kind of what it turned into last night, even though. By the way, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I was going to tell you this off the air. I'm going to tell you on the air. Glad you didn't respond.
Yeah, I was watching movies last night.
And I'm glad you were.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, but I mean, I think my reaction last night, I mean, it was Becky's out of town, just me and the dogs. And like I was sitting there like, you know, now again, if I was into like some brown liquor, yeah, I might have gotten sideways. But yeah, I just love Chipper. We always talk about how much respect we have for Chipper, and I get the connection. But I just think he's coming from the wrong place. It's not a personal shot at Brian Snicker or Bobby Cox. Who else do you compare Brian Snicker to? The two managers that most of our audience have covered watching this Braves team, the two managers have gone farther in the postseason than any other baseball manager in this town. So it's just a logical comparison. So it wasn't like malicious.
Yeah.
But I mean, people do feel it was over the top for Chipper to call me a talentless clown gas bag about it.
Clown gas bag.
And I guess he also takes offense because he was part of that generation that underachieved with Bobby Cox.
Well, no doubt. I mean, look, they all know, those guys in that clubhouse,
right.
Every great team has those moments where when those guys get back together or they see one another, it's like, man, you know what, we should have won at least
right.
two more, whatever the conversation might be. All right, let's talk to Dirty Chick April.
great name.
It is. April, welcome in. What are your thoughts on this, April?
So here is my thought. So yes, the Dirty Chick is in reference to the Dirty Birds. I'm the Dirty Chick.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And the 23 Falcons fan of the year. But anyway.
Hey.
So I feel as though great is not always associated with championships, right? It's all about when I was growing up, I used to want Bobby Cox to be my granddad, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I always said, like, he had, like, a grandpa face. So I always considered him to be, like, my granddad. And when I used to, you know, play baseball or whatever, and we had our teams in our neighborhood, you know, some people was, you know, Dale Murphy or Chipper Jones or whatever. But then we also had managers, Bobby Cox. I feel as though his name and his association with the Braves, it's always going to make him great and a step above any other manager that comes behind him. So he's the greatest to me. That's how I feel.
Yeah. No, and Dirty Chick April, I think a lot of people feel that way. And if you were to say what's the pecking order, I think it's simple. It's Bobby Cox and everybody else, right? And Snick's two.
Right.
But I don't think that is – anybody's, if you want to debate it, you can. It's not debatable. Again, five World Series, you win one, all the winning. Like, he was the guy, that at least the face, Mike, of this takeoff. that happened with the Braves, right?
And there's the connection there.
And in the 80s, by the way, just real quick, we say this all the time. If you've been a lifer or you've watched the Braves, and my dad's right from right around the corner, Braves are not that great in the 80s, okay? They just weren't. And all of a sudden, the 90s come, and you go, phoom, and you take off. Bobby Cox is a part of the face of that. So, April, we're with you on that. I don't know if anybody really is debating that. It's more so what Mike was talking about, which was the criticism in saying, hey, did he do more with less or less with more?
Right, and just felt that, you know, because, again, for instance, when John Charles was calling the shots, it was all about pitching. You know, Alex Anthopoulos does not invest in pitching, whether that comes from management or that's just his own philosophy is how you build a ball club. You know, you had nothing but solid pitching. And it didn't, you know, stop when Maddox left. We talked about it. I mean, you had, you know, Millwood and Denny Nagel. There was guys always rolling through here that were just rock solid. I mean, you had four killer starters. This guy started every season, Brian Snicker, with two and a half. He was a constant yo-yo between Gwinnett and picking up guys like Kevin Gausman or Dallas Keuchel. Look, we can go, and my beef is getting to the World Series. You could have gotten more, and the odds would have increased on your chance of winning a World Series
if
you do better in the NLCS or NLDS. We can now, if you want to talk about Snicker, guys were bringing up yesterday that 2019 NLDS, I would have probably started Max Fried, your best pitcher that season. In game one. Now, I've got to go back and look to see if Fried did pitch late in that season, and that's why they went with Dallas Keuchel. But at the end, we were stuck with Faulty getting smacked, humiliated, in probably the worst game five beatdown in NLDS history.
No doubt. All right, man, more on this as we move through the show today, but we got to talk some NFL. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We do get Thursday Night Football tonight, but before we get to that, congratulations to Bijan Robinson being named the NFC Offensive Player of the Month. He's special, guys, and he's being recognized as much. Now, the other thing we found out today, Mike, Xavier Watts named NFL Defensive Player of the Month.
How about that?
Look, these are great. A recognition of our players, and it's fun, Mike, because this is the thing we've been missing. Like, even when the teams are good, we talk about star power. Mm. We need people to recognize guys on this team and know, hey, oh, that's a Falcon. Oh, that dude, he plays in Atlanta. That's what this is about. Now, they're playing great. We know, you know, Bijan had a great month, obviously. Right. Xavier Watts, 2 interceptions, guys. His first career interception, obviously, and then last week he had one. But this is good for us.
And again, credit to Terry Fontenot. I mean, again, guys, don't want to be a one-note guy on Fontenot. He's really done some great things in the defensive drafts the last 2 years. We had high hopes for Billy. I mean, we talked about Bowman, and we talked certainly about Xavier Watts. So, defensive rookie of the year, of the month.
Of the month.
And then you've got Bijan, who's just killing it and being a superstar, doing superstar stuff. So, this is, you know, again, coup, make the kick. We get into overtime. Take your chances against the Bucs, the Carolinas. Hopefully that's the only game we look that bad all season. But that's why, I mean, the only thing you'd say is, wow, you got two of those guys, you'd be 3-1.
Easily.
that's the only downside to those accolades.
No doubt. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, 49ers 3-1, Rams 3-1, Rams 8.5-point favorite. That went up from yesterday, didn't it, fellas? So it was 7.5. It's now 8.5. 49ers without Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Purcell.
Oh, we should have took it at 7.
I know. This is crazy.
Let's get back in the time machine. We'll stop 9/11 and we'll bet this game and we'll take the 7.
So here's the thing. Like, all their playmakers are out. I think it's Mac Jones, right, who's starting tonight. But, look, it wouldn't surprise me if the 49ers keep this within 7. It just wouldn't. It's a division game. You never know how these things shake out, but we'll see how that shakes out tonight. That is a Thursday night game.
Hey, I mean, don't you just – easier said than done. You just put all your eggs in stopping Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, and by the way, they're not running the football great. That's the other part about the 49ers when you talk about what's going on with their offense. It's not just the injuries. They're not running the ball like they normally do, which is the reason why Shanahan is not having the success with the offense that he'd like to have. Meanwhile, Mike, the big news, Dylan Gabriel is going to start. He talked about Joe Flacco's support. So do you think Flacco supports him more than he supported Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, how would you know?
I don't know. Here's what he said.
What I appreciate about Joe is just it's not his job to be a mentor. You know, it's his job to be a great quarterback. And I think just his openness to answer questions. You know, it's my job to ask questions, right, and search for those answers. But having guys like, you know, him, Deshaun in the room, I think are guys that just have played a bunch of ball. So appreciate him for that, and you know, he's a captain on this team. He's still a huge piece of what we do, and we look to him for a lot of things because he's been through it a bunch. So I think there's a ton of respect there for me and a guy I definitely look up to. And, you know, it's going to be important to have that, you know, going into this week.
Get the feedback. I mean, it's tough, as we say, you know, if you're Chris Chandler, you don't want to help Steve McNair. And maybe you felt lukewarm about helping Mike Vick because you're trying to grind out a few more years in the league.
Yeah.
But I think at this stage for Flacco, this has got to be it. And so, you know, maybe you don't, you know, maybe you don't embrace it with two arms, but you'll help out in the mentor role a little bit, right?
No doubt. Flacco talked about helping Dylan Gabriel. He will start for the Browns. They are overseas. That game's in London. It's early Sunday. Here is Flacco.
I think the best way to help him is just continue to come to work, you know, with a good mindset every day and provide that positive energy and, you know, see what he needs on his end.
So now everybody there is saying he's ready to be a starter. Mike, did you have any problems with the thing we talked about yesterday with Shador not saying anything? The whole mime thing where his mouth's moving but he's not saying anything?
I just
don't
know what he's supposed to say because, you know, whatever he says he's going to get killed for.
I agree.
Because there's so many people that have built up so much bad juju on this guy. So that's why I said to Carl, I mean, like, I don't want to wish an injury to Dylan Gabriel, but we're probably not going to find out what Shador Sanders is in Cleveland. You know, I don't know how are they going to hold on to him and let him languish on the bench forever? Or is he going to get his shot somewhere? Because as I said, one way or the other, I would just love, because I don't know. I mean, I was always like everyone else. I was surprised he fell as far as he did. You know, we heard those rumblings, you know, pre-draft that maybe he's not going to be a first rounder, but never to where it went. I'd just like to see what this guy can be one way or the other with a bunch of starters around him.
I agree. His coach, Kevin Stefanski, guys, talked about Dylan is ready to do this.
From the second he's been here, he's been working very hard, very intelligent young man. He's done a nice job throughout practice. This whole season, he's been learning how to get yourself ready and understand the rhythm of an NFL week and what that looks like as a backup. And obviously now feel like he's ready to go in as a starter.
All right.
He had a bunch of rushing touchdowns. He rushed for 33 touchdowns in his college career. So he can pick him up, put him down. Shador was running for his life, in Colorado in the backfield before uncorking some of those throws.
No offensive line. What else is going on? Travis Kelce chimed in on the A.J. Brown frustrations. This was interesting.
You're 4-0, boss. Come on, man. It's frustrating for A.J. right now, clearly, because he's going to social media to let everybody know how frustrated he is. And where I show my frustration is when we're not rolling as an offense. And I think it's frustration. It's the desire to get it fixed.
Yep.
It's also really hard for me to get mad when we're winning. I think I don't find that energy or that feeling in me if we're winning, if we're having success, if we're putting up points, if we're winning football games.
Yeah, man, I know that A.J. Brown, he's got a right to beef, but you know when you got Saquon Barkley, it's pretty much the run game, unless he's the $32 million decoy. And Devontae Smith says, I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
Tight end is always such a big part of that offense as well. What would you say about a guy getting torched by Puka Nacua and then calling it quits?
Is that what happened?
I don't know. Xavier Howard abruptly retires. He says it's family over football. Signed with the Colts. He's 32, but Puka had a big day. 13 for 170 and a touchdown.
Question.
On Sunday. I don't know. I read some stuff today on social media. We were talking about it on the pre-show that he's also God's come into his life. Did God come into his life after this game? Wow. That's kind of like the old Deacon Jones line. Don't pray to God. Pray to me.
Pray to me.
Because I hold your future in my hands. Talking about quarterbacks.
Mike, do you still think that there is a chance now we're about to be 5 weeks in that Cousins remains on this team through the rest of the season?
The Bengals seem like the most viable spot, but the Brown family, the Brown family who owns them are so cheap that it just, I just can't get my head around him going to Cincinnati. But are you going to waste?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All that investment with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, you know, you finally came to terms with your best defensive player to keep him around, and you're just going to let it die on the vine until Burrow comes back? I would make the call. And maybe unless the rumors, see, we don't know what the Falcons are asking. Are the Falcons, you got to give me $10 million? You got to eat a chunk of this 25? I don't know.
Zach Taylor.
Or 45, sorry, 45.
Yes,
check that.
Zach Taylor, the coach, was asked about bringing in another quarterback. He said they're not.
Well, good luck with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.